I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Everyone should be planting native trees. They're good for the environment and reduce global warming, add beauty and shade to our yards, food for wildlife, and homes for birds and other creatures. But there's nothing worse than buying a tree, planting it, and having it suddenly die a few years later. This happens more than we'd like to admit, so I think we need a tree healthcare plan. The first step is proper planting. The old idea was to pop the tree out of the plastic container or burlap ball, dig a big hole, and pour in soil amendments like compost. But horticultural researchers such as Linda Chalker Scott at Washington State University have found this is the worst way to plant a tree. Here's what you should do. Inspect the tree roots before planting. Many nursery-grown trees have roots that are circling around the trunk. These roots will eventually strangle and kill your tree. Prune tree roots so they're facing away from the trunk. If you have a potted tree, first remove all the soil to prune, even if the tree is already leafed out. Keep the tree well watered and it should survive and thrive. The second piece of advice is about the hole. Dig a hole 3 times as wide as the root ball and as deep, but don't add any soil amendments. Researchers have found heavily amended soils encourage the roots to stay in the hole and not venture into the native soil. Also, select trees adapted to your soil types, such as apples and serviceberries for clay. Backfill with the native soil and water well. Mulch around the tree with wood chips or chopped leaves, not piling them deep and keeping them away from the trunk. And now for this week's tip. If you work with kids in gardens, join me at this free youth gardening symposium in Burlington on April 4th from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll highlight ways to organize the garden, work with volunteers, and fundraise. Contact vcgn.org for more information. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about peas. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.